And 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with him. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the rules. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men from the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's reading recounts the inauguration of the Lord's covenant with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. We're at a bit of a disadvantage in hearing this account, since the sort of covenant making that took place in the ancient world is not something that's part of our experience. In the book of Hebrews, speaking about the events recorded in Exodus 24, the author writes, "Not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood." We might not need that note if we translated the Hebrew for making a covenant literally. The Hebrew words are karat berit, meaning to cut a covenant. Perhaps the clearest biblical example of what's involved in cutting a covenant is recorded in Genesis 15. When Abram, at that time still childless, despite the Lord's promise, suggested that his heir would be Eliezer of Damascus, the Lord instructed him, "Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." Abram brought these to him, cut them in half, and laid each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. Presumably, he put the turtle dove on one side and the pigeon on the other. The Lord then reiterated his promise to Abraham, and when the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. By passing between the severed animals, the maker of the covenant, here the Lord, was saying, "May I experience the fate of these animals if I do not keep the covenant stipulations I have made." The separation of the sacrificial blood in today's reading, half of it hurled against the altar, half thrown onto the people, carries the same significance. When half the blood had been thrown against the altar, confirming the Lord's covenant commitment, Moses took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." Then Moses took the blood and threw it on all the people, confirming their commitment that they would be obedient to the terms of the covenant, and their acknowledgement that if they broke the covenant, if they were disobedient, they deserve to have their blood shed. In other words, they deserved death. The Lord's covenant with his people had been cut. There was harmony and peace between God and Israel. In acknowledgement of this, the elders of Israel were invited into the presence of the Lord to share table fellowship with him. They beheld God, and they ate and drank. And though the Lord says, "Man shall not see me and live," they lived. This in itself is amazing. For already in the very short time they had been out of Egypt, Israel had repeatedly sinned against the Lord. They had accused him of being unfaithful and of intending their annihilation. Only the Lord's mercy made it possible for them to see him and eat and drink in his presence and not die. But more than this mercy is the mercy we see in the Lord dealing with Israel in the days and months and years after Sinai. They never did all that the Lord had spoken. They never were completely obedient. And yet they did not die. The Lord endured their punishment himself, gave his life instead of theirs. As one of our Lenten hymns aptly puts it, "The shepherd dies for sheep that love to wander. The master pays the debt his servants owe him, who would not know him. The sinless Son of God must die in sadness. The sinful child of man may live in gladness. Man forfeited his life and is acquitted. God is committed." God is committed. Committed to the salvation of sinners. salvation for his rebellious people Israel, and salvation for you and me from our sinful rebellion. The blood of the new covenant is not the blood of dead oxen, carrying the threat of what will happen to you if, and let's be honest, when you fail to be obedient. No, this blood is a blessed blood, the blood of God's own dear Son, shed in the place of sinners for their forgiveness. It is a blood that says, your sins have been paid for. There is now no condemnation for you. Jesus, your Savior, has absorbed it all in your place. In Jesus Christ, you have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of your trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. God has made a new covenant in his blood. You are his. He has saved you. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. Behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy.
the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Matthew and Kevin, for all pastors in the church, for all the servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Donald, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.